reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Your viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another fantastic episode on the Silsila Reflections for a Better Life, in which we discuss those aspects in which we can reflect, contemplate, ponder, and that will improve our life for the better. That will make us better human beings. That will make us better Muslims. And today, on Reflections for a Better Life, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is regarding conceal the faults of others. So yes, we are going to be diving into this topic of discussion. But before that, let us first and foremost recall the blessings of salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our most merciful creator, our most forgiving creator, our most compassionate creator. And we send peace and salams upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And always remember, as a reminder, that we are motivated, we are encouraged to always send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also together with that to show gratitude, to show thanks to our most merciful creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you do that, you would see so much of barakah in your life. You would see so much of prosperity, of success and barakah when you show gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also not forgetting the blessed hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he mentioned that man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah, that one who cannot show thanks to people cannot show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's important at the same time to show thanks to your loved ones, to your family members, your parents, to your friends and to fellow Muslims at large. So yes, viewers of Madani channel, we are discussing conceal the faults of others. And this is truly something for you and I to really reflect on. If you and I want to become better human beings, better Muslims, then it is very, very essential and vital that we really reflect and ponder on this, that we may see faults in others. And what is our reaction, our response to that? Do we start going around publicizing it? Do we start telling others about the fault of a particular person? Or do we keep it hidden? And betterment, it lies in keeping that fault hidden, the fault of the other person, to keep it hidden. Because if you really, really think about it, what are you going to gain? What are we going to gain if we expose the faults of others? We aren't going to gain anything. Rather, if someone does that, then they are going to end up in so many sins like backbiting, slandering, tale-telling, speaking ill about that fellow Muslim, and so much more, views of Madani channel. So it is safer to conceal the faults of others. And also at the same time, that by you concealing the faults of others, instead of looking and digging out what fault this person has, what fault that person has, We need to look at our own self, because we have so many faults within us that, you know, by looking at the faults of other people, we tend to forget our own faults. So instead of using our energy into exposing the faults of others, we can use that same energy in a much more positive way and look for the faults within us. Try and rectify that, because by doing that, then it is actually better for you, because you would be improving yourself. You would be bettering yourself instead of going around and wasting your time and energy saying, oh, this person is like that, that person is like this. Look at his, how he walks, how he talks, and all of these things. Instead of doing all of that, focus on yourself. And when you do that, then you would see, you know, sooner or later, you would find an improvement within yourself. Why? Because you are not looking at others. You are looking within yourself. For example, Sayyidina Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he was once making wudu, and he saw a young man also making wudu, and drops of used water of wudu, they were dripping from him. So Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said that, oh young man, repent from disobeying your parents. And the young man said, I have repented. Then he saw drops of water dripping during wudu of another person. And Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he said to him that, oh my brother, repent from fornication. That man replied that, I have repented. And then, having seen, you know, the drops of water dripping during wudu of another person, Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah said to him that, repent of drinking alcohol and listening to songs and music. And he replied, I have repented. Now, Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he was blessed with the power of kashf, and that is spiritual insight. And due to that, he was able to see the faults of people. So, what did he do? He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take back the power of kashf from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered his dua, and thereafter, he was no longer able to see the sins of people being washed during wudu. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So from this, Hafiz of Madani channel, we learn that our Imam, Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, he was granted great, you know, power and dignity. He could perform such miracles, such karamat, that through wilaya, through sainthood, he was able to see the wrongs of people, the evils of people in the water they used during wudu. And this was his karama, this was his miracle. But he did not like to be aware of the faults of people. So what did he do? He made dua for this privilege to be taken away. And it was. So those people, you know, who claim to love Sayyidina Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, but remain busy in finding out the faults of others by asking unnecessary questions, such people, they should take a lesson from this. You know, remember that intentionally and purposely trying to find out the fault of a Muslim without a shari'i need or revealing his fault is a sin and haram and an act leading to hell. Because in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wala tajassasu. And do not look for faults. Now, under this verse, Alama Muhammad Sayyid Na'imuddin Muradabadi rahimahullah, he said that he has given the commentary of this verse, and he says that do not pick out faults with Muslims, nor be in search of hidden information about others that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hidden. Because Allah ta'ala, He is as-sattar, the one who conceals. And if he went on further to say that there's a very beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein is mentioned that avoid having suspicion. Avoid it. Suspicion is a very untruthful thing. And do not find fault with Muslims. Do not have greed, no jealousy, no have malice, no be cruel to them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, O servants of Allah, remain brothers of each other, as you have been commanded. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He should not be, you know, cruel to him. He should not disgrace him. And he should not be ungrateful to him. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he pointed towards his blessed chest and he said that piety is here, piety is here, piety is here. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So fortunate are those Muslims who mind their own business by keeping their nafs in check. And instead of, you know, finding faults with others, what do? They remain busy continuously removing their own fault. And if they, say for instance, if they somehow became aware of the faults of their Muslim brothers, then instead of being, you know, tempted by shaitan and exposing their faults, they conceal them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they become deserving of thawab, of rewards in the akhirah, in the hereafter. So it's wise that, you know, whenever you feel like talking about the faults of others, of somebody else, then start removing your own faults by focusing the attention to them. And subhanAllah, this is such a great privilege, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that good news is for that person who has been prevented from finding faults with others due to his own faults. Allahu Akbar. So it's obvious that it is also an effective way to stay safe, you know, from backbiting and evils of our Muslim brothers, that one should know his own weaknesses. Because when a person knows their own faults, then definitely that person will develop the desire that none of his own faults must be revealed to others. So the feeling of concealing his own faults will convince him to conceal the mistakes and evils of other fellow Muslims. Like Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he has said that إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَذْكُرَ عُيُوبَ صَاحِبَكَ فَذْكُرْ عُيُوبَكَ. Whenever you want to talk about the evils of your companion, remember your own evils. Before you even think of mentioning the evils of your friend or whoever, before you do that, start to think about the faults you have within you. Start to think about the evils that you have within you. Rectify your own self first. That is the first step. And Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he said that you cannot grasp the essence of faith until you stop searching for the faults of people. Then also he says that start rectifying your own faults and distance them from you. Remove them. And when you do this, you will only be concerned with yourself. And such a person is the most favorite to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Like we see Sayyidina Mujahid rahimahullah, he said, the summary of what he says is that when a person mentions his brother, his Muslim, fellow Muslim, with good words, the angels that are with him, they make dua for him. And they say, may Allah Ta'ala also grant you the same. And if a person speaks ill of his fellow Muslim, then the angels say that, oh man, you have revealed his secret. Look at yourself and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has concealed your faults. Allahu Akbar. This is, you know, so profound, deeds of Madini Channel, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is as-sattar, the one who conceals faults. How many sins do we commit day in, day out, during the night, behind closed doors, in public? How many sins a person commits And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conceals that person's sins. So who are we, who are you and I, to go around finding and taking out the faults of others? This is actually a very, very bad quality to have, to go around and checking this person, checking what they do, and every finer detail you want to scrutinize just to make them look bad. And the faults that you have within you, you ignore that and you think, a person thinks that, oh no, I'm perfect. I don't need any rectification. I'm good as I am. I don't need anyone to come and tell me, do like this, do like that. No. So we see that by finding faults in other people, it leads to the sins that we have mentioned earlier, and it brings about unnecessary problems and issues within families, within circle of friends, at work, wherever you may be. We should try not to conceal the faults of others. Like Sayyida Rabi'a Adawiyya, rahmatullah alayha, she used to say that when a person tastes the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala makes that person aware of his own faults. So, he does not pay attention to the faults of others. Because why? He is occupying himself. He gets busy rectifying his own faults. So each of us, each and every one of us should prefer to conceal the faults of others just as we want others to conceal our evils and faults. Because a sign of true and perfect iman is what? Is that a Muslim loves for others what he loves for himself. We wouldn't want, or we wouldn't like, people going around and saying bad things about us, saying evil things about us, that, oh, we like this, we like that. We wouldn't like it. So why should we like the same for others? Why should we go out and take out the faults of others? If we don't like it for ourselves, why should we do it for others? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. That none of you can become a perfect believer unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he said so beautifully that he says, understand that the faith of a believer is not perfect unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And the minimum of this brotherhood is that such a deal be made with your own brother, what you like for yourself from him. And he says that there is no doubt that you will expect your brother to conceal your secrets and remain silent on your evils and on your faults. And if he reveals it, then of course, you know, he would become angry, you would become upset, you wouldn't like it. Then how unwise is it that a person expects him to keep your secrets while you do not conceal his faults? Allahu Akbar. That really, really needs to make us reflect and really ponder. You know, in a hadith Qudsi, it's mentioned that عَجِبْتُ لَمَنْ يَشْتَغِيلُ بِعُيُوبِ النَّاسِ وَهُوَ غَافِلٌ عَنْ عُيُوبِ نَفْسِهِ. That it is surprising, astonishing, that a person who is busy finding faults with others remains unmindful of his own faults. Allahu Akbar. Remember that the prohibition of, you know, finding faults with Muslims on different occasions, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned the virtues, the excellences of protecting, of safeguarding secrets. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَنْ رَأَى عُورَةً فَسَتَرَهَا كَانَكَ مَنْ أَحْيَى مَوْؤُودَةً مِنْ قَبْرِهَا. That one who sees the hidden fault of someone, then he conceals it, he will be like the person who saves a child, a girl buried alive, by taking her out of the grave. Allahu Akbar. And this is something that used to be done in the dark ages, in the age of Jahiliyyah, where they would bury their baby girl alive. And look at the reward gives of Madani channel, that one who sees the hidden fault of someone, then conceals it, he will be like the person who saves that child, that girl buried alive, by taking her out of the grave. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And in another narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبَدٍ خَيْرًا بَصَّرَهُ عُيُوبَهُ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends to do good to a servant, then Allah ta'ala makes him aware of his own faults. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also said that man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. That whoever conceals the faults of another Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as-sattar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sattar, the one who conceals faults. Allah ta'ala will conceal his faults on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, this last hadith, it's mentioned by Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah. He gives a beautiful explanation of this last hadith that we have mentioned. He says that if a modest man secretly commits an immoral act, and then he regrets it, he feels remorse, he feels regret, then advise him secretly so that he may be rectified, he may be reformed, and do not disgrace him. And if you keep the secret of your brother, then Allah Ta'ala will secretly call you to account on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala will not disgrace you. But one who, you know, makes hidden plans to harm someone, or is habitual of secretly plotting evil things, then he must be exposed. Why? Why should he be exposed? So that the person could be saved from being harmed, or this person may repent. So in short, in summary, it's good to save someone from being disgraced. But to save someone from his hidden agenda, from his ulterior motives and cruelty, or reforming him, is also a good act. Now this difference, it should be kept in mind. And the author of Sahib Ibn Qat, he said that the person who conceals one fault, only one fault of a Muslim, Allah Ta'ala will conceal 700 of his faults. And how many faults to human eye have the use of Madani channel? So many faults we have that we can't even count it, and we think we don't have faults. That's because we are delusional. That's because we are blinded. We invested so much into looking at the faults of others that we forgot about our own faults. And then we think that we are all it. And then we think that there is no one better than us. That we are, you know, picture perfect. But the truth is that as much as you are going around seeking the faults of others and tarnishing a person's reputation, a person probably has more faults than everybody else, because they aren't aware of the faults that they have. Now, from this narration that we have heard, it's obvious that if somebody is, you know, plotting to harm Muslims, then in such a case, with the intention of safeguarding Muslims, there is no harm in exposing that person's evil. Rather, it's actually a good thing. However, a person should be careful while pointing out faults. Expose only that particular evil which exists in that person, instead of exaggerating his evils. Like Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he said to his companions that if you find your brother sleeping in a state that wind has removed his clothes, what will you do? Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he asked this to his companions, and they replied, they said that We'll keep it a secret and we'll cover him. Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he said, but rather you will uncover him. And the companions, they surprisingly asked that, who will do such a thing? So Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, he replied, any of you who hears anything about his brother, then he exaggerates it, and this is a graver sin than to remove his clothes. So, it's necessary to reveal someone's evil act. There's a fine line between exposing the faults of someone and to reveal someone's evil act. Only in this case that if it harms other Muslims, and in order to protect and safeguard other Muslims, then it is necessary to reveal someone's evil act. It should not be exaggerated. And if it is exaggerated, then it will be a much more graver sin. So of course, the amount, you know, of addition we have done is a lie, and to speak a lie is a major sin. So someone's hidden fault can be mentioned to others in the case when that fault is harmful to others. And if this is not the case, then what should be done? Then an effort should be made to politely, gently, lovingly reform him in private instead of revealing it to others and disgracing a Muslim in front of everyone. Now, if you make an effort to reform him in front of everyone, then what will happen? That person, he's not going to take into what you're saying. No matter what you may tell him, he is not going to listen to you one, but rather he would become stubborn. And instead of, you know, admitting his own mistake, he will even disgrace you. Right? So your pieces of advice should be made in private as much as possible, because this actually proves to be extremely effective. Like Sayyidina Imam Ash-Shafi'i rahimahullah, he said so beautifully that whoever has made his Muslim brother understand in private has advised him. And whoever has made him understand in front of everyone, then he has disgraced him. So this is something that we should not be doing. If you want to rectify someone, you want to correct someone, you did see a fault in the person, take him one side, inform him about it. Maybe he was not aware of it, right? Inform him about it. Educate him about it. And you would see, sooner or later, he is going to reform himself. He is going to rectify himself due to the approach that you had. And we see also Sayyidina Mis'ad bin Qiddam, rahimahullah, he was asked that, do you like the person who cautions you of your faults? You know what he replied? He said that if the person advises me in private, then I will love it. I would like it. And if he makes me understand in front of everyone, then I will definitely not like it. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, some people, you know, have this habit that they continue to make efforts to discover a secret of others, as if they are going on some treasure hunt. They put in so much of time, so much of effort into it to discover the secrets of others and find faults and evils with their own fellow Muslims. And when such people achieve their intentions, then they wait now for the opportunity and disclose that fellow Muslim's weaknesses so that they may lose his respect and become despised before others in such a gathering, or before, you know, such a person that he can't meet anyone anymore, and then he dies of shame. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that no companion should approach me with any words about another. I want to approach you with a clean heart. Allahu Akbar. And here, Shaykh Muhaddith Dahlvi rahimahullah, he explains this last part of the hadith, that no companion should approach me with any words about another. He wrote that neither should we discuss their shortcomings, their wrong actions, their bad habits, nor should we say that he said this or he did this, oh, so-and-so was saying like this. So in short, such things, you know, which are related to someone should not be mentioned to another person. And the other part of the hadith, I want to approach you with a clean heart. Here, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he says, the summary of what he says is that without any hatred for anyone in the heart. And this is also a description of a law for us that we should keep our hearts clean from malice towards other Muslims so that our hearts, they reflect the radiance of Madinatul Munawwara. Otherwise, the blessed heart of mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the treasure of blessings and light of miracles, the light of miracles, where malice and grudge, they do not have any access at all. So there is no doubt that those who find faults with others, if they account for themselves and have a quick look at their own faults, then, you know, perhaps after seeing many, many of their own faults, they will actually become shocked. But regretfully, high hopes, worldly luxury and pleasures, wrong faith in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, despite being deprived of the fear of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and continuously committing sins, make them heedless of their own reformation. And, you know, such people, they are disgraced in this world and also in the hereafter as well. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that, O you who have established faith with your tongues, but faith has not entered your hearts, do not backbite and find faults with Muslims. The person who finds faults with Muslims, Allah Ta'ala will expose his fault, and when Allah Ta'ala reveals his fault, he is disgraced even if he is in his home. Allahu Akbar. And another narration, when it's mentioned that those who taunt, those who backbite, those who find faults with innocent people, they will be resurrected with the faces of dogs on the day of Qiyamah. And none of us, really, none of us wants this deeds of Madani Channel. We don't want to be resurrected in this way. We want to be resurrected in such a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you and I. And for that, we need to abstain from exposing the faults of others. And when you do this, then you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places a barakah in your life. Remember that, you know, getting a post or some high rank in your company and status, of course, it is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But after holding a post, etc., the mood of some people, it changes. The attitude changes. You know, they don't like to get anything or any advice against them. For example, if someone with the intention of their reformation points out one of their real faults, what happens to them? They lose their temper, they blow the roof off, and as a result, the person who points out the faults, he gets into trouble, he is abused, and if they do not cool down, then they physically abuse him. Finally, for this crime, he is disgracefully dismissed from his job. And our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah, the awliya Allah, the Ahlul Bayt, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they possessed such great qualities. And even after obtaining high ranks and posts, etc., they didn't have any negative change in their affairs, in their everyday affairs. Rather, you know what, they would be more careful. And these best personalities, they used to be alert. Of what? They used to be alert to the tricks of the nafs and shaitan. And from time to time, they would ask their subordinates about themselves. And if someone mentioned that you have, you know, such and such fault, you think they would feel bad about it? Not at all. They would not feel unpleasant at all. Like take Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the second Khalifa of Islam. He would consider it a gift if he was informed about his faults, and he would say, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on that person who gives him a gift in the form of informing his brother about his fault. And you know, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, despite being confirmed, being a confirmed Jannati, and having countless attributes without any faults, he said that may Allah Ta'ala have mercy on that person who informs me of my faults. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And I'll give you an incident, a parable pertaining to this. Once, Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Sayyidina Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, what thing do you dislike in me? Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he politely refused to mention it. And Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, insisted. And then Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, I have heard that there are two types of food on your dining mat. And you have two clothes. One you wear in the day and the other at night. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, anything other than this? And Sayyidina Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, no. So upon hearing this, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, do not worry about these two things. There is no such thing in me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So from this we see that it's obvious, the views of Madani Channel, that if a sympathetic and sincere Muslim tells us, tells you and I, about any of our faults, then instead of becoming angry, instead of becoming upset, throwing a tantrum, taking revenge or revealing his weaknesses, our response should be that we should, you know, actually thank him. We should actually thank him. We should make dua for him. We should be grateful that he actually told us about our fault. Because in actual fact, that person, he is your well-wisher. Because if he had concealed this fault from us, then it's possible that the same fault might have destroyed us. And in the Bliss Ahadith, a persuasion has been made to properly inform Muslim brothers about their faults. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned that a true believer is a mirror for a true believer. And he says a true believer is a brother of a true believer, that he removes his destruction from him and takes care of him in his absence. And in another narration it's mentioned that each of you is a mirror of your brother. So if you see evil in him, you should remove that evil from him. Now, to understand this, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhan Naimi rahimahullah, he has written a beautiful explanation regarding this hadith. He says that you take a mirror, and the mirror shows the defects and qualities of the face. Similarly, a Muslim should continue informing his Muslim brother about his fault. Why? So that he may reform himself. So in short, it's prohibited. Remember that it's prohibited to disgrace others. Right? But at the same time, we should help to reform others, because this is an act of reward. And he further says that we look at the mirror. Why do we look at the mirror? Why does a person look at the mirror? So that we can see, you know, if there are spots and or patches or marks or dirt on our face. We go to the physician so that we can be cured. And the company of such true believers is extremely useful. That's why the Sufiya, the Ahlul Tasawwuf, they say that do not always sit with your murideen, do not always sit with your disciples, with your students, who praise you all the time, but rather sometimes sit with your murshid, sit with your spiritual guide, with your mentor, sit with your teachers, sit with your elders. where you may become aware of your deficiency. Because an elephant recognizes its actual state when it sees a mountain. So always ponder, reflect over the greatness and glories of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you may keep feeding your sinfulness and inferiority. And muhakkikin sufiya, they have derived this meaning of the blessed hadith that a true believer, and this is such a beautiful way that they have put it. They say that a true believer, when they see a fault in a Muslim, then he should feel that he has this fault which he can see in him. As whatever spots and patches we can see in a mirror, it is our face, not of the mirror. The mirror doesn't have those spots. The mirror doesn't have those patches. You look in the mirror, you see the spots, you see the patches. That's your own face. You can't hit the mirror because of that. You can't take off with the mirror. You can't get angry at the mirror. You can't get upset at the mirror, because it's your reflection. Likewise, someone reminds us and tells us in a polite way of our fault. And remember that a Muslim is a mirror to another Muslim. And we should not be getting upset about it. We shouldn't be getting sad about it. Rather, we should be happy. Like how Sayyidina Umar al-Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was pleased with the one who informs him about his faults. Yet he is a confirmed Jannati, the second Khalifa of Islam. So this is the kind of mindset that we need to have, the viewers of Madani Channel. And when you do this, then you would see how society, how your home, how people around you, the place around you, it will become much, much better, much more brighter. And it will actually be a much more positive one instead of a negative atmosphere and negative environment. So yes, as of now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a very beautiful kalam, Naat, in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this melodious kalam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss much further into this beautiful topic, insha'Allah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafoor, Allahu ghafoor, Allahu raheem, Allahu raheem, Allahu yuhibbul muhsineen, huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Inna allaha ala kulli shay'in qadeer. Ya rabbal alameen,
Allahu Allah,
salli ala taha al-ameen,
Allahu Allah,
fi kulli waqtin wahin,
Allahu Allah, hasbi rabbi jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayrullah, Allahu Allah, Nuh Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah,
imla' qalbi bil yaqeen,
Allahu Allah,
thabbitni ala hadha ad-deen,
Allahu Allah,
waghfir li wal muslimin,
Allahu Allah, hasbi rabbi jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayrullah, Allahu Allah, Nuh Muhammad sallallahu, Allahu Allah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Allah,
wo tanha kaun hai,
Allahu Allah,
badshah wo kaun hai,
Allahu Allah,
meherban wo kaun hai,
Allahu Allah,
kya unchi shaan hai,
Allahu Allah,
sab dilon ki jaan hai,
Allahu Allah,
uski apni shaan hai,
Allahu Allah, حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
راز دل کے جانے وہ
الله الله
حال بھی پہچانے وہ
الله الله
پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ
الله الله
آسیوں کی آس ہے
الله الله
اس کی رحمت خاص ہے
الله الله
سب دلوں کے پاس ہے
الله الله حسبی ربی جل اللہ الله الله ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ الله الله نور محمد صلی اللہ الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
او اللہ دی آل مائٹی
اللہ اللہ
پروٹیکٹ می اینڈ گائیڈ می
اللہ اللہ
تھرو یور لو اینڈ مرسی
اللہ اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ الله الله نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Who is the all-capable?
الله الله
The curer and the healer
الله الله
Who's the dominant all over?
الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
Of adab جناح
الله الله
عالم بادشاہ
الله الله
یورکلرین پناہ
الله الله حسبی ربی جل اللہ الله الله ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ الله الله نور محمد صلی اللہ الله الله لا إله إلا الله الله الله
اشهد الله دردی می بوہ لرما رحم ایلہ باش لہ گنہ لرما حیر ایلہ ہم اکشم ہم سبح لرما
حسبی ربی جل اللہ الله الله ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ الله الله نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
رب المشرقين ورب المغربين فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے لارڈ آف دا ٹو ایسٹس اینڈ دا ٹو ویسٹس سو وچ آف یور لارڈز فیورز ول یو ڈینائی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ what a rejuvenating melodious kalam in the praises of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم recited beautifully by our رکن شورا حاج عبد الحبیب عطاری حفظہ اللہ تعالی may Allah سبحانہ وتعالی grant us all the complete love for his beloved حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین Alhamdulillah, coming back to our topic of discussion in which we are discussing conceal the faults of others, And thus far, we have mentioned many narrations, many ahadith pertaining to this regard, the virtues of concealing the faults of others, that you conceal the faults of your fellow Muslim, and on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will conceal your faults as well. And that is what we want. We wouldn't want our faults to be exposed on the day of Qiyamah in front of the entire creation. None of us would want that. So we need to conceal the faults of other Muslims as well. And this before going to listen to this beautiful kalam, we have mentioned beautiful hadith and its explanation as well. And from that, it has become obvious that we should attain the blessings of the company of such people, by virtue of whom we could rectify our own faults. But where is this mentality now? Where is this mindset now? And now the delicate time has come when we consider the person who always praises us and says yes to everything as our beloved well-wisher. The one who shows us the mirror of our true nature in order to help reform us. We consider that person as our biggest enemy. We must always remember that we are Muslims, a mirror to each other. And Imam Al-Ghazali, rahimahullah, he has said that the religious, pious people, they would desire that people should, inform them about their faults. And now the time has come when the one who informs us about our faults and advises us, that person is disliked the most. And this is a sign, an alama, of weakness of faith. Bad manners are snakes and scorpions that bite and sting. Someone tells us that there is a scorpion underneath our clothes, then we become happy, we are thankful to him, and we will end up killing the scorpion by removing it from us. Though the venom of the scorpion is only limited to our body, and its pain, it lasts a few hours, maybe a few days. And on the other hand, the poison, the venom of bad manners, that affects our conscience. And there is a fear that its effect, it may even last forever or for a long time after death. So the condition now is such that if somebody makes us aware of our own faults, we are not pleased. Nor do we try to remove these faults from ourselves. We rather criticize. Criticize the one who advises us and points out our own faults. So this should not be done. Now, nevertheless, there is no doubt that a ruler or the one being ruled, employer or servant, officer or laborer, teacher or student, the brother's wife or the husband's younger brother's wife, mother-in-law, daughter, in short, the terrible disease of picking out faults is found in every status of society. Now, when a person starts talking about the weakness of another person, they cross all the limits of ethics. Even blood relations, they become unimportant to him. And sometimes he is overcome by such misfortune that he starts mocking, and ma'adallah searches for faults in great pious personalities like the companions alayhim ridwan. And such people, they should fear the hidden plan of Allah Ta'ala, because the one who acts disrespectfully towards the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are disgraced in this world and is destined to disgrace and distress after their death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as regards to my companions. Have the fear of Allah Ta'ala, do not criticize them after me. Whoever loves them, he did so out of love. The one who hates them, then it is due to bearing hatred towards me. And whoever annoyed them, he annoyed me. And the one who annoyed me, surely annoyed Allah Ta'ala. And whoever annoyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, very soon Allah Ta'ala will call him to account. Sayyidina Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti rahimahullah, he narrated that a saint said that one of my neighbors used to make heretical statements. And after his death, I saw him in a dream that he was one-eyed. So I asked him, what happened? Why are you one-eyed? He replied, he said that I found false with the blessed companions, alayhim ridwan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me faulty. Having said that, he covered his faulty eye with his hand. So, Nabi of Madani Shana, from this parable, not only have we learned about the dignity of the companions, alayhim ridwan, but we also learn that if the tongue is given freedom, and sometimes it's uncontrolled in speaking bad, in speaking ill to such an extent that it starts speaking utter nonsense against those people who love Allah Ta'ala. So it is extremely necessary to control one's tongue. Otherwise, Allah Ta'ala forbid, the same tongue may become the cause of disgrace for us on the day of Qiyamah. As a wali has said, the tongue is like a beast. If you do not chain it, it will become your enemy and it will harm you. Remember that it is the duty of a Muslim not to abuse anyone, nor should he insult anyone without a shari'i permission, nor should he commit backbiting against anyone or listen to any backbiting. He should neither reveal anyone false, nor anyone's secrets, nor should he harm anyone, nor hurt anyone's feelings. He should neither hit anyone without a shari'i permission, nor wrongly criticize anyone else. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has said, Al-Muslimu man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. That a perfect Muslim is that person from whose tongue and hand other Muslims are safe. Subhanallah. And some people, they do not speak ill of anybody, but the cunning shaitan tries to trap them in some other ways. That is to say, you know, when at any gathering hidden faults of Muslims are being revealed, then such people, instead of preventing them from evil deeds or leaving that gathering, they end up enjoying their talks, they are seen laughing aloud, and in this way, they also join those who make the honor and respect of Muslims a corner of jokes in front of everyone. However, if someone mentions another person's mistake or fault, either in his presence or in his absence, then if there is no shari'i reason and with the intention of earning rewards in the hereafter, the honor of that Muslim should be immediately protected. And the person who is doing this evil deed should be reprimanded, of course, in a proper manner. Otherwise, by considering it bad in the heart, that gathering should be abandoned. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that whoever safeguards the honor of his Muslim brother in his absence, it is upon the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free him from hell. And another beautiful narration, when it's mentioned that whoever safeguards the honor of his brother in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send an angel on the day of Qiyamah who will protect him from hell. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So yes, viewers of Madani channel, we have reached the end of today's episode. And one thing that we can definitely take from this is to conceal the faults of others. Use that same energy to improve yourself, to better yourself, and to search for the faults within you. And through that, you will see barakah, prosperity, and afiyah in this world, in the qabr, and in the hereafter, inshallah. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.